Go to the Sticky Fingers Hotline, where we have three of the greatest minds in basketball working together today. Coach Shields, Coach Klein, and Chris Lowry. If you guys stood one on top of the other, you guys would be like 18 feet tall.
Klein's not on top.
Or 20. No way. He's the heaviest. He would if you guys were building a pyramid, he would be a base for sure, Coach.
No doubt.
You're hurting my feelings. So what are you saying?
Just the one? Well, it's not that you're big, Joe. It's just that you're heavier than Shields and Lowry put together.
I'm big boned.
Something like that, if you want to go with that. Hey, before we talk. Hey, Coach Shields.
Hey,
Coach.
Hey, Jeremy, I got a question for you.
What's up there, player?
Hey, seriously, Bradley's a lot easier to listen to today.
Yeah, I tell you what. I tell you, the estrogen he's been taking is really paying off.
That's helping. He's a lot more pleasant.
It really is. I was going to say to you, too, we had one of your former players on, Shane Edwards, this week, who's trying to make the team in Denver. He had a good summer and apparently is being invited to camp, so that's a good thing. But he said that I asked him how things went when he was playing for you guys, and he said Coach Shields is a real hard-nosed coach. So that's a quote. And I didn't know where to go with that.
Misquote. It's not hard-nosed.
He meant big nose. He meant enlarged nose.
He said that when things went wrong at practice, if the guys didn't play well, that you punished them by making them spend 15 minutes inside your nose. Is that true?
That is a fact.
All right.
That is a dreaded fact.
If anybody ever questions whether or not Shields takes things seriously, let it be known that he did an interview on speakerphone with an assistant and his director of basketball operations. I mean, that is serious business.
That's given everything in the program to you guys and Miss Pat Bradley.
I'll tell you what, I'm just glad you brought Lowry back, the real brains behind the organization.
Without a doubt.
This is Hard Knocks UALR edition.
I like
access.
It. With a lot less cussing and a lot less reprimand from Tony Dungy, hopefully.
Total access, Tony.
Or maybe more cussing and less reprimand, either way.
Total access.
I like it. So what else are we going to ask you? I don't have anything serious, I guess, to ask you, so we could talk about your schedule if you want.
Yeah, no, that'd be great.
So you guys are playing the Bulls, the Mavericks, and then the Lakers. That seems like a pretty heavily stacked...
Consecutive nights all on the road.
You guys are going to be a little tuckered out, but just think, by the time you get into conference play, it'll be a cakewalk.
Preparing for Sun Belt Conference play.
Honestly, you open with St. Gregory's November 17th, is that right?
No, we actually open at SMU. That's the way to do your prep work. We open at SMU, and we open from there we go to St. Bonaventure.
I can't get a full schedule. All I got is your home schedule, I think, here.
Well, the only thing I can say is that's the way to do your prep work.
Wait a minute. This can't be your home schedule. Ole Miss isn't coming to play at the Jack Stevens Center, are they?
Actually, we've got a great home schedule. I think it's the best home schedule that we've had here in my 10 years, I know. We've got Illinois State coming here. We've got St. Bonaventure coming here, Tulsa coming in, Ole Miss, and La Tech. And then you've got conference games with Arkansas State, North Texas, Western Kentucky, Middle Tennessee, Lafayette, Troy. I mean, it's a really good home conference as well as non-conference schedule.
I got a couple of instant fan feedbacks. You can send us fan feedback on our Listen Live button on 1037thebuzz.com, as Coach Klein does mostly through the year when he's not out recruiting. One guy says here, this is Bob from Benton. He says, I really like Steve Shields. I wish he'd loosen up a little bit. And then this is from Joe up in Dardanelle. He says, is Shields trying to get fired with his schedule or what? What's the story?
Hey, I've been told that before.
Okay.
I think the big thing is you got to prepare for conference play. And in a day and age where RPI is always talked about, I remember back 7 years ago, Justin, when we played, we started a series with Southern Illinois here at home.
Do you really remember that?
And people, not really, but they told me about it. And Goal, you talked about it.
Yeah, I saw it in the book.
SID.
Yeah, it was in the book.
But, I think you've got to play games like this. I mean, that's right. And Joe said.
Did you have the dry erase board up in there telling you what to say?
Hey, hold on.
I said you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
That's exactly right.
You got a problem with that?
Nope. No, sir, Mr. Klein, Coach
hold
Klein.
Hold on. Tony Dungy's going to be calling in.
I know. It's darned if you do and darned if you don't, Mr. Klein.
No, I think it's a really good schedule for us, though. I think, SMU as a home and home, when you sit there. Justin, we've tried to get SMU, TCU, people like that for a number of years. And I think those are these regional games that we've been able to get, Missouri State, Oral Roberts, Tulsa, Louisiana Tech, those are good for our program.
Couple of true or falses, Coach, if you could, or if you could let one of your other guys handle these.
True.
Is it true that you guys tried to schedule the defending national champions and they would not accept?
That's right. We tried to schedule them for a two-for-one, mm-hmm. two at our place and one back at their place, and we tried to make that one back at their place in 2022, and they would not agree. So that is a true statement.
Is it true that Roger Clemens is becoming the head of training at UALR?
He is. He's working side-by-side with John Barron.
Okay.
Brian McNamee.
Yes. Okay, I was going to ask about that, too. I guess they're going to work together. Finally, see, UALR is a place where people come together. You guys are solving a lot of the world's problems.
True. As you can see, Joe Klein, Chris Lowry, and myself right here coming together.
You got to say it right. Chris Lowry.
Larry.
Chris Lowry. He's related to Mike Lowry from Bad Boys.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
No.
True or false?
All right.
Is that Pat Bradley right there beside you?
False.
Where is Pat Bradley?
At his apartment right now. He actually called me yesterday and asked if he could come in, and I told him no, Christina was already booked, and he was not welcome here until Monday.
Hold on. I mean,
how do you get kicked off your own show?
I think Christina should be a regular.
I totally agree. We can't afford her.
I'm here enough that I almost am a regular.
Here's the problem, Coach. You know she's an alien.
I'm an illegal alien.
Well, you're a legal alien. She has a green card, but there's a lot of rigmarole you got to go through to hire somebody who's from out of the country.
I know this. She is a great softball player.
Is that right?
Oh, my gosh. Are you thinking I'm Jenny Finch?
Is this not Jenny, Christina?
No.
There is a striking resemblance. Although, Christina actually throws harder.
I used to be pretty good. I'm not very good at throwing anymore.
Yeah.
I can hit it a heck of a lot further.
Well, you know, they can only play softball in Canada outside for like 3 days a year because of the snow. So that's the only thing that stopped her from being an all-world player.
The same thing with golf. That's why I had to move down here.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah. I actually played with Coach Klein at Ken Duke's event this year, I believe.
Yeah, I think somebody spent like $25,000 to have you guys on their team.
I know. I got paid more than Coach Klein did, I think, which was very sad due to the fact that he's actually a someone and I would just like...
No, he's a someone. He's a couple of someones. And then he talked, and then Dana talked him into spending a bunch of money on a Jack Nicklaus picture that now hangs in his bathroom.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Good times.
Yes.
Lowry, are you doing well? You all right? They got you locked in a trunk like the Gimp over there. You okay?
Not a part, and I'm seen and not heard, Justin.
That's good. Unzip him. Oh, you got to unzip him, Coach. Let him out of the trunk once
like
in a while.
Like you said, he's a silent partner. He's a money man.
That's it.
Behind the scenes. Hey, Justin, so Christina didn't play in that softball deal She didn't?
No, sir.
No, I didn't.
You're mistaken again.
I'm sorry.
Maybe, were you thinking another girl? Holly, maybe? The same girl? It's Jason and Holly in here, apparently, this morning.
Yeah, we got mistaken for other people.
No, I'm sorry. I was thinking this was Christina with Christina.
Oh, Munoz?
Yeah.
No, different Christina.
Oh,
this
no.
one's blonde and tall.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's
and
okay.
doesn't have any ties to South America. She has ties to way North America.
Canada.
Yeah, that too. Anyway, all right. So when do you guys start camp?
We start official practice October 15th.
Okay. When do you need me there for practice, player?
Start individuals next week.
When should I be there to be a practice player?
You could be here on... Can you be here Monday afternoon?
That's going to be tough. I could probably make it Tuesday morning about 3 or 4 a.m. what I do is I pick up Pat and I'll drop him off and then I'll come right over.
Are you doing your show on Tuesday morning?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's Tommy been up to?
Tommy who?
Tommy Smith.
Oh, he got fired.
Did that happen?
Just now.
What's Baz up to?
We're all going to be at Denton tonight. You got to come out. What are you doing tonight?
Hold on. Where are we going?
Denton's in Benton. Denton's in Benton. It's a talent-rich environment down there. There's a lot of great basketball players in that neighborhood. Benton, Bryant, Boxite, right. All of them. You come down, we hang out with Mom and Pop Denton and the boys, and we're going to sing a little bit. You love to sing karaoke.
I do.
I'll pick you up. We'll go down. It'll be great fun. I'll drop you off. Pick you up, drop you off.
Well, that's a heck of an offer.
6 to 8. Hey, come on. You can't do better than that, Shields.
Klein and I want to sing A duet.
You guys can sing a trio if you want to.
What time does it start?
6 to 8, and you can stay as late as you like, but my wife said I have to be home by 9.
Is Christy going?
No, not tonight. Yeah. Does that hurt my chances of getting you there?
She didn't make the cut, huh?
No. I wouldn't say that. Somebody's got to watch my kids. Unless you want to stay home and watch the kids, then she can come.
I'll do that.
All right, perfect. Everybody's a winner. All right, listen, I appreciate you guys. And, Lowry, I'm going to come get you out of the GIMP box here soon. You hang in there, buddy.
Larry, you got anything to add?
No, thanks, Justin.
I appreciate you.
Hey,
I love your...
Help!
I love your steakhouse. And appreciate your performance in Bad Boys. You were awesome. See you guys later.
Thanks, Justin. Goodbye. See you, Christina.
Bye-bye.